The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you. And wow, is it going to be a busy week around here. We've got a lot going on. Great to have you with us. Hope you had a terrific weekend. And wow, there were like 700 stories that broke over the weekend. And we've, again, have a lot to talk about today. By the way, coming up tomorrow, I'll be heading out to Washington, D.C. Our friends over at the Conservative Partnership Institute are throwing a pre-book launch shindig. And it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of lawmakers that you hear on the program are going to be there in our nation's capital, and we certainly appreciate the good people over at the Conservative Partnership Institute for hosting us. That's on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I fly to Santa Barbara, and Wednesday night I'll be speaking to several hundred high school students at the Young Americas Foundation, that event at the Reagan Ranch Center. And what an honor to be able to address the students there. They'll also be getting copies of the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And I'm excited for the young people to read this book, Great Young Patriot. So, and then back to Memphis after all of that. So we've got a lot going on this week, and we're going to get going with the big story of the day here. Now, there has been a bit of a controversy involving a young man, and I want to start out today explaining why I have hope in America. And that's been the big question we've been getting from all of the people that have been doing these interviews about the book. Is, Todd, what the book title, Ask a Question, Can America Be Saved? And they say, do you have hope for America? And I say, absolutely I have hope for America. I believe America is the most exceptional nation on the planet. I believe in the American spirit. I believe in the American dream, and I believe in the American people. I believe that the people listening to this radio program have it within themselves to save this country from the communist. And that's what we're dealing with here. We've got an infestation of communism, and it's got to be rooted out. And it's got to be eradicated. And that's one of the things we do on this program every single day. And I have hope in America because the Generation Z crowd, more so than the millennials, is a lot more conservative than any other generation going back to, I would say, the 1950s. We're starting to see a level of patriot. Well, I take that back. There was a significant outburst of patriotism in the days after the Muslim terrorist attacks of 2001. I think those two moments, really going into the 1940s with World War II and the burst of patriotism that exploded in this country, I think we're starting to see the same thing now. We are seeing especially young American boys, teenage boys, that are pushing back against this soy boy culture that has infected manhood in America. And these boys who are being told to question their pronouns and put on a dress. I can tell you, when you I was watching the Oscars last night, and you say, Tom, why were you doing that? Well, we do that so you don't have to. We do that because a lot of times these folks at the Oscars say things about the culture, and you need to know about it. So, like, for example, John Cena last night, I don't know if you saw this, but he came out buck naked. And it was a big whole thing. It was really sort of a humiliation of a man is what that was last night. And I don't know why he played along and went along with it. That's between him and Jimmy Kimmel, whatever. What I'm trying to say is that there's this atmosphere, this mood in America that shames men, especially. And young boys are finally pushing back, and it's this Generation Z, and they're pushing back. And I have great encouragement as a result of that. So anyway, there's a young man at East Central High School in Indiana, and he is a very patriotic young man. He drives a pickup truck, as most kids in the heartland and most kids in the South do, and he flies an American flag from the bed of his truck. And he was ordered by his school to take that flag down. He was told by school leaders that if you don't take down the flag, then you're going to be insubordination and you're going to face an insubordination charge. Now, what I love here is the young man's response, because on this program, we tell people, hey, look, there's no need to burn anything down. There's no need to riot. You can get your point across and be a happy warrior. And that's exactly what this young man did. Cut number one.
Wherever 17-year-old Cameron Blazek goes, so does Old Glory.
The flag itself represents this country, this beautiful country that we live in.
He fastened the flag to his truck this summer.
It's very strongly secured in there. I mean, you can't pull that out if you tried.
It abides by the U.S. flag code.
I got pulled aside by my counselor and vice principal, and they told me, hey, you got to remove the flag off the back of your truck. And I kind of looked at him. I said, no, I said, it's not going to happen. I said, I can't.
Cameron held the line.
Read through East Central's 2023-2024 handbook, and the word flag wasn't even mentioned in the parking lot or driving section. The only section it's mentioned in is the flag twirling section.
Oy.
The next day at school, others showed up with flags of their own.
There was a huge support group there that believed and stood for the same thing that I did, and I was kind of shocked by that.
That's when the principal sent a letter to parents Friday to, quote, address recent concerns and confusions, writing, I am pleased to inform you that we are allowing the display of the U.S. flag by students in the parking lot. Principal Black clarified to WCPO in an email that there has never been a complaint about the U.S. flag. One literally hangs above the parking lot, and that school administrators decided Friday they would, quote, prohibit other flags if they were determined to be offensive. A social media post about all this went viral.
I was pretty surprised by it that it got so many views and pretty much that it got the attention it did.
There are veterans in this family, and Cameron himself is considering serving.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of him. He stood his ground and stood up for what he believed in.
The American flag has been politicized in recent years. One poll shows 83% of Republicans have a very positive view of the American flag. That number drops to 49% for Democrats.
I think everybody gets offended over something that doesn't mean what everybody says it does. This flag represents our country and the people who died for it and fought for it, and I respect that with my whole heart.
Old Glory, sparking new debate.
All right. First of all, a good report there from the local TV reporter. This young man should be saluted. His name is Cameron Blazek. And by the way, what's fascinating about this, after he was told by the school that he had to remove the flag, which he did not do, by the way, the next day, over two dozen of his classmates showed up with American flags flying from their vehicles as well. And this is how you fight back. And this is how you do it, folks. You don't have to burn anything down. This young man made his point, and he also reached out to the media. And shockingly, at least the media in that particular community is pro-America. So they got a good, fair, and balanced report out of it. So now the school is backing down a little bit and saying they're going to be revising all of this. But I love that there's a part of the story where Cameron went and got the school handbook and told the principal, hey, Mr. Principal, there's nothing in here banning me from driving my pickup truck with an American flag on it. Nothing at all. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, do you stand with the kids here? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, there are a couple of stories I want to string together here because it's all very important. And we have some video up on our website, toddstearns.com. And I will warn you ahead of time, it is incredibly graphic and sickening. And I'm, folks, I've, all I can tell you is this. And by the way, I just got a text that ding you just heard was Cameron's mom. And Cameron is going to be on my Newsmax show later this afternoon. But this story that I'm about to share with you, the video is graphic. It is sickening. And I have seen a lot of videos like this over the years, but this one in particular is horrifying. Now, the video was filmed near a high school in St. Louis, Hazelwood East High School. The local media is reporting on this. The national media is not, and I'll get to that in just a moment. A Missouri teenager, she is fighting for her life. Her skull was repeatedly smashed into a concrete roadway during an after-school fight. Folks, it is as gruesome, and the sounds, you can hear the sound of the skull splitting open. The young girl was found in the street, foaming from the mouth, suffering from a severe head injury. Now, all of the media is reporting, and I'm just sharing this with you, and I know this sounds absurd, but I can't confirm beyond a shadow of a doubt that the victim is white, but certainly looks that way, but the images are so blurry, it's hard to tell. But I can tell you that the attackers are black. And this girl was savagely beaten. Many are wondering if there were, in fact, racial overtones. Apparently, this was some sort of a pre-organized after-school fight. One person writing, I'm trying to understand how much rage can a kid have to want to even fight like this. Great job, parents. Where are these delinquents learning such violence? Stand up and stop it. Teach your children respect. No, that's the problem. They're not teaching their kids anything. And I'm telling you, this is a cultural problem, ladies and gentlemen. How many times on the program have we talked about this? Just go back and bear with me for a second. I've told you that here in Memphis, we have a lot of 8 and 9 year olds that are going out carjacking, armed with guns, kids 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And they're literally out there with guns. And I would rather be carjacked by someone who is 19, 20, 21, as opposed to an 8, 9, or 10 year old, because there's a better chance that the older kids are going to let you live. These younger kids, they'll shoot you dead. And they won't even think about it. They will not lose any sleep because the parents are raising their children to behave worse than animals. Even the animals don't behave. Animals don't do this, but this is beyond animalistic. And when you see the video, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. This is not human. The behavior we are seeing is demonic. Now, the school released a statement. It is a tragedy anytime children are hurt. Bullying and fighting in the community is an issue for which we all need to take ownership and work towards a resolution for the sake of our children. Okay, I get that, but you just literally had a teenage girl, a 15-year-old teenage girl, smashing the skull of a classmate into the concrete roadway. This isn't some sort of a hair-pulling fight, you know, and you're bumping into the lockers. This is horrifying. This is like Kill Bill level of violence in real life that we're seeing here. So anyway, the 15-year-old girl's been arrested and is facing assault charges, and it's unclear at this point whether or not the other child is going to live. We've got the entire fight, how it started and how it ended on the website. You can see it for yourself. But the national media is ignoring this story, and I want to explain why. That's causing a lot of consternation on social media. A lot of people are sharing this story. Let me see if I can explain it for you. We've had at least a generation now of American children who have been raised in public schools with critical race theory infused into their lessons. And so many of these children for 12 years have been taught, okay, the white person is oppressive and the minority children are the oppressed. So white people are bad and white people get what they deserve. So really over the past 12 years or so, we have seen an effort, and it hasn't been exactly subtle, where white people are being put in their place. They're being told that that they don't have a say anymore. There are only certain things that white people can do, and it's only getting worse, right? So what was the whole Black Lives Matter movement? What was the whole point of that? That not all lives matter. That's the point of BLM, of Black Lives Matter. Only certain lives matter. So the reason why the national media has ignored that story is because the victim may in fact be white. And again, I can't confirm. I do not have the victim's name. They have not released that. And we don't know if in fact, but it certainly is a very pale-faced individual. But her life doesn't matter in the national media. And I'll give you, I'll explain this to you again. So if this child had been black and had been nearly beaten to death by a gang of white people, not only would this be national news, you'd have the president of the United States right now in St. Louis. People wondering why St. Louis isn't burning right now, why there aren't massive marches in the street, why there's no looting and pillaging and plundering. Well, it's very simple. And I know you don't, there are people out there that will not like this answer, but the reason why is because the victim is not black. That's why. This is what happens. This is the poison fruit of critical race theory. And it is only going to get worse unless people stand up and say, no more. We're not going to allow these races to divide us, that we are all created equal. And it doesn't matter if it's a black child or a white child or an Hispanic child, all lives matter. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
I know. We hear from customers all the time. Not only are you looking better, but you're feeling better too. With Calitrin, it's good for you, so you do notice those side benefits like the less joint pain, the better sleep, more energy, better digestion, and then, of course, losing the inches and the pounds. So check it out on our website today, toploss.com. We've extended that huge leap year sale. It's going through today. It's at toploss.com. The website is TOPLOSS.com, toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can call us. We've got real live people right here in America. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS, or the website is toploss.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd. Folks, the reason why is that we've got to get back control of our school system. Right? That's the bottom line here, because they're the ones that are filling the minds of our children with this poison that we are not all created equal. That's the whole point of critical race theory and Black Lives Matter. That is the point. So we've got to deal with this, and we are going. And trust me, we are dealing with it, which is the whole focus of my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. So I have hope in America because a lot of the Gen Zers are starting to push back on this communist rhetoric that's coming out of our school system. So, folks, I would encourage you right now, whatever you're doing, get yourself a copy of my book. Go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and they are huge supporters of the book project, and get yourself a copy, not only for yourself, but let your kid read the book. They're going to get a good laugh, but they're also going to get some good knowledge dropped into their minds, because we just lay it all out there for everybody. Again, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? The book officially launches next Tuesday And we're really excited about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing a lot of book promotion. This is a book that I believe, and President Trump does too, by the way. That's why he wrote the first endorsement for the book, that this is a book that can lead to the path to make America great again. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Stearns, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to toddstearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to toddstearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And just a reminder that today at 5 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to watch the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax 2. And that young man we were just talking about with the American flag is going to be a guest on the national show. So that's going to be a lot of fun. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, Congressman Mike Collins is going to be here from Georgia, weighing in on the president's comments over the weekend and also President Biden's, both in the state of Georgia. A little bit later on, State Representative Justin Sparks is going to be with us. He is from Missouri and has introduced legislation that would prohibit drag shows for kids. I think that's actually a good idea, don't you? And then in the final hour, Lynn Patton, who is President Trump's senior advisor. Lynn, a regular guest on the show, is going to drop by and talk about all the crazy chaos of the past few days. All right. I want to play some. Well, I want to get to this story out of New York City. So there was an incident last week, I think, where Letitia James, the anti-Trump attorney general, was speaking at a fire department function. They were introducing the department's first black female chaplain, and so Letitia James had been invited to speak. So Letitia James is heckled. She is told that, I mean, literally, you had these firefighters, they were booing, and then they started chanting Trump. And it was quite the scene. Now, as a result of all of that, an official memorandum has gone out to every firefighter, every firehouse in the city. And they are now vowing to hunt down. These are actual words from the memorandum that I have a copy of. They are literally going to hunt down and order every firefighter who booed Letitia James to undergo mandatory re-education training. That is the actual terminology they used. Apparently, it's a big no-no to boo or heckle an elected leader, a Democrat in New York. Now, keep in mind, Letitia James here is the same woman who was out there campaigning on a promise to get Donald Trump. That's okay, but you cannot boo an elected Democrat in New York, or you will be hunted down in order to undergo mandatory re-education training. So our good buddy Alan Dershowitz is pointing out, hey, look, that's unconstitutional. the firefighters have an absolute constitutional right to boo the attorney general. So we'll keep you updated on what's happening. But this is what fascism looks like in America, by the way. That is what fascism looks like. And they're telling the firefighters, we know who you are. We have you on video. So you better fess up now. No, don't. Don't you dare, New York City firefighters. First of all, I don't believe they do. Because if they did, they would have already had them hauled. Can you imagine this? The dark of night in New York City, there would be SWAT teams knocking down the doors of the homes of firefighters and dragging them out, putting a, I don't know, some sort of a hood over their head to take them to the reeducation center. That could be what happens here. So don't buy into it. We know who you are. Confess now. No, don't do that. These people are communists. Jeez, hello. What's wrong with you people? All right. Wow. Do we want to talk about, I don't know if I want to talk about this yet, but okay, we're going to talk about this. So ABC News, George Snuffleupagus. You know, this guy, he is pretty close to midget status. I mean, literally, he's a short little fella. I'm sorry, little people. We can't say midget anymore. I don't think we're allowed to say midget anymore. So anyway, there's a big controversy raging because George Snuffleupagus over at ABC was interviewing Congresswoman Nancy Mace. And he goes after her. This is unbelievable. But the guy basically rape shames Nancy Mace. Cut six.
And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George. And I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you
Trump.
Are shaming
You've
me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury.
No,
Donald
he
Trump
was
has been
not.
Found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim. And I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
Doesn't it make it harder for women to come forward when they
It makes it harder when other women joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive. And I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are.
Well. In fact, I
have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, rape or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward.
I'm just asking.
No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive. And this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
They are judged and they're shamed. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm
I think it's disgusting.
I'm not shaming you at all. I
told
you courageous.
My story. It took me 25 years to tell my story. I was judged for it. I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
I answered it. You're shaming me for my political choices.
All right, look, first of all, that guy needs to be fired. George Snuffleupagus needs to go. And for multiple reasons, but let me just say this. 10 times he said that Trump was found liable for rape in the E. Jean Carroll case. That is simply not true at all. The jury specifically found Trump not liable for rape. So Snuffleupagus lied 10 times. He's got to go. He's got to go. And in spite of the jury's written findings, I'm reading from Byron York here, in spite of all of that, they made no corrections. By the way, they did find him liable for sexual abuse They could have said that. They would have been accurate, but they did not, because they're trying to smear Trump. By the way, remember E. Jean Carroll? Cut three.
This is why women do not come forward. They are afraid.
Congressman, thanks for joining us this morning. And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable.
Okay, let's stop that. I'm not sure. Is that a 10-minute clip we've got? Okay, geez, Alou. All right, we'll figure that out. She's the one who said rape is sexy. E. Jean Carroll said rape is sexy. Remember that? It even creeped Anderson Cooper out. What was that all about? So we're dealing with very bad actors across the board here, but George Snuffleupagus, you need to know about this guy. So he was Bill Clinton's little attack chihuahua. And he was, no, I'm not calling him a pit bull because he's a tiny little man. He's like one of those metrosexual purse dogs that you can literally put into your little purse. That's who George Snuffleupagus is. And back when all of these women were coming out and accusing Bill Clinton, and they had all the evidence, talking about Jennifer Flowers, Juanita Broderick. And what did Snuffleupagus call that? He called them bimbo eruptions. And by the way, that wasn't a slip of the tongue, because he also wrote that phrase in his book, bimbo eruptions. He called the victims of Bill Clinton bimbos. That's who he is. He is a very bad man. As a matter of fact, he's the guy that was out there shaming women publicly in the media. Not to mention Monica Lewinsky. And I went back last night, just doing some show prep, and I went back and watched the dramatization of the whole Monica Lewinsky the story. And she was a nut job, but she was a young kid who was sucked in to this sicko's world, and I'm talking about Bill Clinton. And the fact of the matter is that under George Stephanopoulos' watch, very horrible things happened to the interns in the oral office during the Clinton years. It's terrible. It is disgusting. And it is criminal what Bill Clinton did to Monica Lewinsky. And I know she's crazy and she's a nut job, but it doesn't matter. Nobody deserved what she had to go through in the oral office. It's unacceptable. So the great irony here is that you've got an ABC News anchor that is literally rape-shaming a Republican congresswoman. If I'm the Republicans, I'm making this an issue. No more Republicans going on ABC News shows. Not until George Snuffleupagus is gone. He's out of there. But that's all this is. He was Stephanopoulos, and I forgot how big of a sleazebag this guy was. But he went after all of the women, and there were women coming out of every, it's unbelievable. Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, Jennifer Flowers. I mean, every week it was another woman coming out and saying, yes, he touched me, he attacked me, he did horrible things to me. And then, of course, you had Monica Lewinsky, the intern in the White House. And he's the guy that ran cover. Sleazebag. That's who he is. All right. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a 6-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100%
100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. All right. Welcome back. Good to have you with us, everybody. I'm telling you, a lot going on. By the way, coming up, we're going to be talking to Congressman Mike Collins out of Georgia, get his take on Joe Biden. Joe Biden literally apologized for calling the killer of Lincoln Riley an illegal. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, in the world of the Democrats, and I know this is hard for a lot of people to understand. I mean, longtime listeners of the radio program, you understand what's going on here. But a lot of people are having a hard time understanding that the Democrats believe the greater evil was not the killing of Lincoln Riley. Democrats believe that the greater evil was, in fact, calling the illegal alien an illegal alien. I mean, we're dealing with some really vile people here, truly vile. Well, look, I've got to share some great news with you, by the way. Heard from our team at Alliance Defending Freedom earlier this morning. We're getting close already to the halfway point. We're trying to raise $20,000 for Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, we're starting a brand new week. And, folks, here's the deal. I want you to stop what you're doing for about 30 seconds so you can hear from a very brave young man. You know, we talk about this kid out of Indiana. There's a kid out of Middleborough, Massachusetts. His name is Liam Morrison. And he got fed up with teachers constantly celebrating gender confusion. So what did Liam do? He wore a T-shirt that affirmed there are only two genders. That's what he did. And this young man got in trouble, an eighth grade kid in Middleborough, Massachusetts. Take a listen to Liam.
On that spring morning, I wore a shirt that got right to the point. There are only two genders. My principal pulled me out of class. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt. It was enough to silence my speech. I was told that I would need to change my shirt before I could return to class. Rather than respecting my right to free speech, officials chose to censor me. That's why, with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom and the Massachusetts Family Institute, we filed a lawsuit calling on the court to hold my school accountable for violating my constitutional freedoms.
Folks, that's an eighth grader. An eighth grader. He has more courage than a lot of adults I know. That's a brave kid right there. Punished by his school for wearing a T-shirt that says there are only two genders. Here's the deal, folks. Students don't forfeit their free speech when they walk into a school, right? It's not about the shirt. It's about some sort of a government agent telling an eighth grader he can't wear something like that on his T-shirt. Now, Alliance Defending Freedom is now representing this young man, and the money that we are raising, it helps cases like this one. So, again, my goal is $20,000, and I would like to hit $10,000 by the end of the day. All you have to do is go to ToddStarnes.com. Look, I'm serious about this, folks. Just be one of five listeners during this break coming up who's going to step up and say, you know what, count me in. We've got to do this, and we do have to do it. Go to ToddStarnes.com right now. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the very top of the page. That's ToddStarnes.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Our radiothon continues through the month or until we raise our $20,000. So whichever comes first. You can also give them a call, 855-417-0655. That's 855-417-0655, and you can become a part of this great effort. But, folks, it breaks my heart, but it encourages me to see young people like Liam Morrison standing up and fighting for his constitutional rights. That says a lot about his upbringing, too, by the way. It really does. All right. Again, coming up, we've got some great guests. We're going to be checking in with Team Trump as the campaign rocks and rolls across America. Also, Missouri is trying to crack down on these drag shows for kids. They've got some great legislation in the works. And, of course, the very latest on Lake and Riley, where President Biden literally apologized, not for mispronouncing her name, not for opening up the border so a horrible criminal could get across, didn't apologize to Lake and Riley's family. He apologized for calling the illegal alien who killed this young woman an illegal alien. That's who Joe Biden is. Those are the people, by the way, that are running this country. Oh, by the way, Biden, and maybe we should have done a breaking news alert, Biden is no longer running for the White House. Cut number 8.
In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right, and I promise you, we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
He's running for Congress. Joe Biden told voters he's running for Congress. This, you can't make this stuff up. I'm just telling you, that guy, cheese slipped off the cracker. That's what it is. All right, got to take a break. Hang tight. Also, you folks in Pittsburgh, get ready. It is open season on you good people. We'll tell you what that's all about. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. And, wow, we've got a lot of ground to cover this hour of the program. First, welcome to the show. I want to go back to last week. The State of the Union address, and President Biden got Lake and Riley's name wrong. Cut 22.
I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley. An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
All right. So there we go. So Biden got her name wrong, and then he did get this right, talking about the thousands of Americans who've been killed by illegals. And that really triggered the left. So Biden had to come out over the weekend doing a sit-down interview with MSDNC. And he actually apologized, not for getting Lake and Riley's name wrong, but for calling the illegals illegals. Cut 7.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
All right. I want to bring in Congressman Mike Collins from Georgia's 10th Congressional District. Of course, Congressman, you introduced the legislation regarding calling the Lake and Riley Act. First, good to have you with us again today.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me back on.
Congressman, I want to get your reaction to Joe Biden there apologizing for offending the illegal alien.
It's sad commentary. That's all you can say. You know, and the more he talks, the deeper he's digging his own hole. It was clearly illegal aliens that are invading this country, and the criminal activity that they're bringing with them are harming and killing Americans like Lake and Riley. And you know, Todd, it was amazing how fast we moved that piece of legislation. And it was also amazing how 37 Democrats saw that this was good common sense legislation that can help our law enforcement and maybe keep this tragedy from happening again to another American.
I thought it was ironic. You've got, at the same time Joe Biden was apologizing, you had President Trump, who was literally embracing Lakin's mother, meeting Lakin's father at the rally. I think that really does, you know, provide a black and white illustration of what we're dealing with in this country.
Oh, it does. And, you know, I had the opportunity to speak to him as well at the rally on Saturday. And, you know, there's a clear distinction. People not only saw the Biden administration policy that they put into effect, changing everything that Trump put into effect, but people see exactly the people that are coming across this border, gangs, you know, the fentanyl, the sex trafficking, human trafficking, and murders and rapes out there that are going on, and they're well aware of that. They understand. Joe Biden, you know, that rant, that raving rant, crazy campaign stump speech he gave Thursday night, it's just more evidence that this guy's not really there, man. The elevator's not all the way to the top anymore.
No, it is not, Congressman. And again, as you pointed out, and you know, I know that the Riley family lives in your congressional district. What are you hearing from even Democrats there in Georgia?
Everybody that we talk to is livid. They're livid at the fact that we have a mayor in a college town that is picking and choosing which laws he's going to abide by. And Todd, we may have said it last week, but this is symptomatic of the bigger picture that we have in this country. And it starts right down on that border with people thinking that they can just break the law to come into our country. You know, good and well, they're not going to respect your laws. But it's not just them. There is a growing movement, and it has been a growing movement for a number of years. You take BLM, just burning and tearing down whatever they felt like when they're out there rioting, and people just have a disdain for law, for law enforcement, disrespect for our laws. And that mayor up there in Athens is just another prime example. If we don't get back to a nation of laws in this country, hold people accountable, we're going to lose this place.
Congressman Mike Collins, folks, joining us from the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Congressman, you mentioned you were there in Rome, Georgia at the rally. Do you have any intel on the conversation between the president and the Riley family?
No, I don't. I don't. You know, we obviously you're in a little holding room and the next person goes in. But they were in there for a good few minutes with the president, and just my interactions with President Trump. I mean, he's such a personable person. He's not a fake person, if you know what I mean. And it just I could only imagine what the atmosphere was pretty raw in the little waiting room as well. So I imagine it was a good time, and we're gonna make sure that the person that did this to her, we're gonna make sure that he gets the right penalty that he deserves.
All right, well, Congressman, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us today. Again. It's a tragic thing that's happened in Georgia, but the reality is it's happening all over America. And as the president inadvertently said during the State of the Union address, thousands of Americans have been killed by illegals. And the question is, what are we going to do about it?
Well, you know, Todd, I'd like to leave you with one thing. We've got this bill over in the Senate. And, you know, it's time for the Senate to act. They're not acting on it. They're not passing anything. They're not taking up any bills. But this is a great common sense bill that can actually help our law enforcement. And I need you listeners, contact your senator, contact the U.S. Senate. Tell them take up this Lakin-Riley bill, this Lakin-Riley Act, and also take up H.R. 2. Vote it up, vote it down, but vote on these things. We've sent good legislation over there, and they are just sitting on this mess. And we need them to do their job as well. The other thing I want to tell you, Ty, that was an unbelievable crowd in Rome, Georgia, for President Trump. I got there at 1:30, and that place was packed. So the crowds are getting bigger, and the lines are getting longer to get in these things. And it's incredible to see. There's a true excitement in the air.
Yeah, it was remarkable. Hardly anybody showed up at the Biden event down in Atlanta. I mean, it really was sort of a night and day difference between the two events.
Oh, yeah, you would have thought Biden, I mean, you're in Fulton County, you're in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County especially. but yeah, they never panned past the third row for his event. But having seen this in 2016, because I've been on the Trump train since before the guy was even a nominee. The first time he came to Atlanta, there was maybe 45 of us at that house and met him. And to see today 4,000 people packed into that place, I don't know how many people were packed outside, but there is an electricity in the air that way exceeds 2016. This is one for the history books here now.
It is. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Thank you again. Congressman Mike Collins, everybody, from the great state of Georgia. Were you there? Did you go to the rally? If you did, I want to hear from you. Folks were traveling all over the state to get to Rome, Georgia. And I'm not kidding you. Maybe, just maybe, a handful of people actually went to the Biden event in Atlanta. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, all right, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stern's radio program. Trust you are doing well today. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So an interesting story out of Memphis. The University of Memphis is in an uproar right now. There's a guy by the name of Kyle Rittenhouse, and we all know the Kyle Rittenhouse story. And Kyle Rittenhouse has been invited by Turning Point USA to address the local club. So they've gone through, the club got all the permission. They're using one of the big auditoriums, I think a 400-seat auditorium. So now Black Lives Matter is involved in all of this. And they say that Kyle Rittenhouse should not be allowed to speak in Memphis because Memphis is a majority black city and Kyle Rittenhouse is a white guy. And we've got elected leaders that are getting involved, and they're saying, Rittenhouse has no business being in Memphis, and it's going to endanger lives. But I'm not making this up. Cut 23.
Rittenhouse drove in from Illinois armed for battle.
The fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely, it lets you know these people have access to instituting laws.
Welcome to the modern Republican Party. This is what these people want, and this is what a majority of white people vote for.
It's a warning to every white suburbanite with a Black Lives Matter poster in their window. Those people now know that they, too, can be shot by a white 17-year-old with an AR-15 if he feels threatened by their desire to see America live up to its potential.
All right, so now you've got Black Lives Matter, and they're actually buying up all of the tickets for the event so that nobody will attend. And that's their plan, is to silence Kyle Rittenhouse if, in fact, the university does not cancel. And they're meeting, the university's meeting at this hour with Turning Point USA, and they could very well cancel the event outright. Cut number 21, please.
Go home, Kyle. We don't want you here. This is clearly an event that's here to incite anger amongst a predominantly black college in a predominantly black city.
Just as we allow Rittenhouse here, other what would be deemed controversial speakers, maybe those that may be African-American or others, should be allowed as well. I say that's a great strategy. I say do it. Buy the tickets up. And let them speak to an empty audience.
I will be happy. I'll be giddy. I'll probably crack a beer. Pour one out for the victim and enjoy it.
So there you go. Just for the record, that was not a Black Lives Matter rally that Rittenhouse was at. It was a Black Lives Matter riot that Kyle Rittenhouse shot three white people, and two of them were criminals. One was a pedophile. that Kyle Rittenhouse was actually defending a business that was owned by minorities, Indian American family. All those are, and the fact that a jury found that Kyle Rittenhouse was not guilty of murder, that he was, in fact, simply defending himself. It was a matter of self-defense. All of those very important facts get lost in all of this. Here's one of the local prominent pastors in Memphis saying the University of Memphis should cancel Kyle Rittenhouse, that kind of speech should not be allowed on campus. Cut 20.
But to allow him to come to Memphis, a city that's laden with gun violence, and to send the mixed message that we want people to put their guns down, but now we're saying here's a person who proliferates the use of guns and high-powered rifles, as a matter of fact, it's a controversial subject. We should not entertain it. I think when you have this type of conversation, there are smaller venues, not our public universities, not those spaces and places where we should have wholesome conversations that lead us in the right direction.
So the question now is, will someone like Kyle Rittenhouse be allowed to speak at the University of Memphis? The argument being that he's a white guy and that he owns guns. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Should Turning Point USA be able to invite Kyle Rittenhouse to campus? Or should the greater good, as all of the pastors and activists are saying, should the greater good prevail and Kyle Rittenhouse should be given the heave-ho? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, what I find interesting about all of this is that over the weekend, the ABC News affiliate here, they call it localmemphis.com, I don't know where they find their reporters, if it's like at the Family Dollar or Dollar Tree, but they did a big story on this, and the radio station I own, KWAM, was in the headline. They accused us of organizing the event. We had nothing to do with it at all. I start getting these calls from other people in the media over the weekend. I was walking into Costco, and my phone's going bonkers, and so I step back outside. I don't like to be one of those people, you know, that's wandering around to the Costco with the, you know, with the big basket, and you're yelling into your phone. I don't like that. So I'm standing outside. It's cold, and people are saying, "Hey, are you guys? Can we get a comment from you? We didn't realize you guys were sponsoring the Kyle. We're not sponsoring anything. Where'd you hear that?" So anyway, we had to demand a retraction from the local ABC News affiliate. And don't get me wrong. Well, let me just say this about Rittenhouse. And my position is controversial within the conservative movement. I'm not a big fan of the guy. But I will defend his right to say what he wants to say. I remember back when all of this was going down, I was still over at Fox. And they're like, "Hey, do you want this teenager on the show? You know, he shot these guys." I'm like, "No. As a matter of fact, he doesn't need to be doing TV. He doesn't need to be doing all this stuff. He needs to be getting his life together, going to school, getting his education, and getting on with his life." But you know how it is, and this is really bad in the conservative world, where we just elevate these people. We put these people up on pedestals, and they don't need to be on pedestals. So again, I said, "You know what? No, I'm going to take a pass here." Now the kid's what, 19, 20 years old, and he's out there giving speeches, wrote a book. Okay, great. But that's what cracks me up about this is you've got the local ABC station. Well, Todd Stearns and KWAM are organizing. No, we're not organizing anything. And I would not have. If TPUSA would have come to me and said, "Hey, who would you recommend as a speaker?" That would not have been my first choice. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because they should have a right. Those college students at Turning Point USA should have a right to invite whoever they want to invite. By the way, this university, just what, a couple of months ago, actually hosted a pro-Hamas rally on campus. Why is that okay? Why is it okay to accommodate Jew haters and you're not going to accommodate people who are just trying to embrace the Second Amendment or whatever he's going to be talking about. Why is that? Just something to think about. But anyway, I'm curious, do you have a problem with this Rittenhouse guy going and speaking at the University of Memphis? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, if you heard about this story out of Memphis, the public library, our flagship station, KWAM, has the story up on their website. And this is a weird one. So the public library, taxpayer-funded library, is about to provide gay library cards. So if you are of that persuasion, you can go and you can ask for a specific library guide. I'm not making this up. They had a big contest, and the two winners got something like, I don't know, $500 cards or $500 cash prize, and they got some other gift prizes, and their designs are going to be used on the new gay cards. You can go to kwamradio.com and actually look at the winning designs. They had 18 contestants, and they're just giddy over the new rainbow-colored cards. And people are very excited about this, and except for one guy who used a poop emoji. And, man, they went after him. So, no word if heterosexual readers will be allowed to use the homosexual-centric cards, but we'll keep you updated. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Missouri. State Representative Justin Sparks joins us, and we had the pleasure of having him on our Newsmax TV show last week. And, Representative, it's good to have you on the radio show today.
It's an honor and a privilege.
So let's talk about House Bill 1650. You guys want to stop children from showing up at these drag shows. What's that all about?
Is it too much to ask, Mr. Starnes? Is it too much to ask that we prohibit grown men from dressing up as women and dancing sexually in front of kids? Is that too much to ask? Apparently, some people think it is. We don't think it is. We've decided to draw the line that we think that behavior is reprehensible in front of children in the great state of Missouri.
Yeah, so has that been a problem? I mean, when I think about, Missouri, I think about Branson, and I can't recall, drag shows there. I may be mistaken, but is that a big issue in your state?
Well, it certainly is becoming one. And when we file legislation like this, and people kind of put their cards on the table and they show themselves. And what we've seen throughout our country and in our state as well is that they're coming after our kids. And don't take my word for it. Take their word for it. This is what they say. I've literally had conversations with people in drag about this very legislation. And they tell me, hey, listen, we're just a character. We're just dressing up. And I look right at them, and we have a very civil conversation. And I say, but here's the deal. It's the equivalent of a cabaret show with men dressing up as women. There is a significant sexual nature behind it. And what you're really doing is you're desensitizing children to sexually deviant behavior. That's what's really happening. You're desensitizing children to sexual behavior by adults. And where you see this is why we prohibit people certain ages from seeing rated R movies or NC-17 or going to strip clubs. There's no difference. There's a sexual connotation behind this behavior, and it's inappropriate for children. And we have to ask ourselves, why, when we file legislation like this, do we get such a blowback from the left?
That's a really a terrific question. And again, that seems to be the only question that matters is why. Why would you subject a small child to this kind of stuff? This is adult behavior. And again, if that's what you like, then fine. You're a grown adult. Go to those kinds of clubs. But why would you expose children to that?
That's exactly right. It's interesting that you say that because it applies to the transgender issue. When we filed the same legislation, filing the legislation to prohibit castration, mutilation, and sterilization of children, the blowback was incredible. And we say, here we say in our country, we've drawn the line in this country at 18 years old, that the frontal lobe of the brain of the child isn't developed, right? And let's let people have their own decision, embrace freedom when you're an adult. Some people don't even think 18 years old is enough to make that life-altering decision. But 18 is where we draw the line. What we're talking about is kids. Nobody wants to prohibit any adult from doing what they're going to do because it's America. If you want to make a bad decision, affect your life, you can do that. But when it comes to our children, we say no more, not here, not ever. And by the way, I would like to just put out the juxtaposition of when we talk about criminal behavior in this country, we have this push from the left that says these juveniles can't be held responsible for the violent behavior that we see. In my own county over the weekend, a girl was beaten almost to death. She's in critical condition right now from a fight after school. And yet we have the push not to hold her attacker accountable because, after all, she's only 15. But we do want to say that these 15-year-olds can make a life-altering decision to sterilize themselves or that they should be subjected to drag shows. See, you can't have it both ways.
Representative, do you have any intel on what happened? I mean, there have been some reports. The victim is white, the attacker black. We haven't been able to confirm that. I mean, the pictures were too blurry. Do you have any intel on what happened?
Well, I watched the video as well. And I'm following the story very closely because my constituents are extremely concerned, as you can imagine. And what we know is that there was a fight and there were people recording it. And where we used to have schoolyard fights, you know, you get a bloody nose, you get a little roughed up, you go to the principal's office. This isn't that. This is a concerted, coordinated effort to beat somebody to death. That's my own observations now. And I know criminal charges have been filed. But again, unless this juvenile is certified as an adult, which is nearly impossible in the state of Missouri, it almost never happens. It only happens in the most extreme cases. Then this attacker is not going to be held responsible. This attacker is not going to face justice because of her age. And what you see in the video is a very concerted effort to take this person's life. This is not, I fight you, you fight me, we hash out the differences. This is, I'm going to beat you to death. And we have to ask ourselves as a society, do we accept that behavior or do we hold this person responsible?
I think it's a great question. And again, this is not an anomaly. We're seeing this level of violence in school fights all across the country. I mean, the social media is just filled with this stuff. And to your point, we've got to start treating, if they want to play grown-up games, then they deserve the grown-up prizes that go along with it. Representative, I want to go back to the drag show story. There was this picture photograph that you shared. And I just want to clarify that whoever that was, that man showed up to a hearing dressed in that bizarre outfit.
Yes. Yes. It's incredible how many people think that that's a doctored photo and they think that it can't be real because their eyeballs are lying to them. It's not, it's real. That person showed up last year to the same hearings and this year, and that person was not alone. He's not alone. There's lots of other drag queens. He's just the most flamboyant. And, you know, he has a name that he goes by, a made-up name. And when you see that with your own eyeballs and your brain is telling you there's no way this person could be taken seriously, and yet this is what we're doing in our society, Mr. Starnes. We are normalizing this kind of behavior. And when you reject it and say, this is inappropriate. You're in a hearing for legislation in your state's capital. What are you doing? That then all of a sudden you're the bigot. There's something wrong with you. And that's why I posted the tweet, which is, this is what's going on. I'm simply reporting a picture. In reality, no caption needed. Draw your own conclusions. Mm.
Just unbelievable. Well, we appreciate you coming on the program. Where are you guys at with this legislation?
We're hoping that it will be moved through the committee process, voted out of committee, and to the rules and to the floor where it can be properly debated, vetted, and passed.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Well, we're going to be following this. It's an important piece of legislation. Shocking that we would actually need this, but it is what it is right now in America. Mr. Sparks, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. That's Missouri State Representative Justin Sparks. Wow. Unbelievable. But it's and again, he also weighed in on this other crazy story where you have the school kids that were involved in the fight. And just and we've got the video on our website. I would encourage you to go and watch it so you can understand what we're talking about here. This is not normal. This is really demonic in nature. That's what this is all about. All right. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We are starting a brand new week with our radiothon, Alliance Defending Freedom. We're raising $20,000, and we need your help today to get beyond the $5,000 mark. So you guys are doing a terrific job. All you need to do to donate is go to ToddStearns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page. You can also call them at 855-417-0655. That's 855-417-0655. So ADF, they don't charge their clients a single penny. And on top of that, they're going to be battling two Supreme Court cases this term, which is why they need our help. And that's why we are taking part in this radiothon to raise much needed money for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. Again, ToddStearns.com. Click on the banner at the top of the page. All right, just a reminder, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch Newsmax 2, and I'll be hosting the Todd Stern Show there. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, WSJS is our great affiliate. Jamal, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing, Mr. Stearns? Thank you for taking my call, and the more I listen to your show, the more I'm really appreciating it, and, you know, God bless you all, and keep doing what you're doing. Wanted to comment on the drag queen issue that was talked about a little while ago.
Yes, sir.
You probably know, for those that don't know, we had our own issue here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to where on Forsyth Tech campus, we had a drag queen perform a lap dance on a minor. And that was going to be put under the radar until it got out to some conservatives. And we went down to school board, had this big gathering and everything, and they informed us that they were going to look into it. I think they're going to also put in some kind of policy saying that they're not going to allow that anymore. But that happened. And that was an event that was organized. So it wasn't like that guy just slipped in, in the cover of night and had some kind of illegal party unbeknownst to the higher-ups. That was a party that was done on campus, broad daylight, drag queen on a minor, and it was even recorded on a cell phone and sent out. But that's how bad it's gotten over here. So when he commented on that, I wanted to call in and let other folks know how bad it can be.
Wow, I didn't realize. So this was, Jamal, this was at Forsyth Technical Community College, and they literally, the drag queen did a lap dance and also straddled a female student at a gay pride event on campus, kids as young as 14 years old. This is insanity. And you, Jamal, you have to wonder, where are the grown-ups here?
Exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned the grown-ups. Unfortunately, they're the parents. When they were, I guess, approached with an option on what to do or how they wanted to handle that, they said they wanted no part of that. Now, that shocked us, the group that went down there to the school board, because we thought they would have been all a part of having some kind of consequences happen. But this goes to show you about the pressure from the radical left. And I think, and I could be wrong, but we thought that because there was so much pressure on them from the radical left and probably the LGBTQ crowd, the parents didn't want anything to do with that. But to me, if the parents did step in, then it would have been a big change, and it would have led to something being done, because the parents of that child had all the power to do something, and they didn't want to get involved, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jamal. And again, I hold the parents responsible. I'm looking at the video here. This is disgusting. This looks like a sex crime in progress. That's what it looks like to me. And all these parents, these adults, are standing there in the room. Nobody's doing anything, much like that fight in Missouri that the state rep was talking about a few minutes ago. You had adults standing around. Nobody intervened. This is unacceptable. If you're an adult, act like an adult. Jamal, appreciate the intel there. Folks, again, who would have thought? We're not talking about New York City, Detroit, Chicago, San Fran. We're talking about Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're talking about small town Missouri, where this kind of stuff is happening. And you wonder, all right, well, where are the parents? And why are parents not standing up and putting a stop to this? I mean, this dude in a dress. And again, you hate to be stereotypical, but the guy is wearing a feather boa, is straddling this girl, giving the child a lap dance. He's literally grinding on a child in a chair. Is that right? Is that normal? I don't think so. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Got a question for you as we go into the next hour. Should TikTok be banned? Here's Senator Josh Hawley, Lindsey Graham, Cut 15.
TikTok is a grave danger to America. First off, it puts your data at risk because it hoovers it all up and sends it back to China. Second, it's a grave danger for our youth. TikTok frequently exposes young women to videos about, say, eating disorders or self-harm, even if they haven't requested it, and young men to obscene sexual videos or violence, and again, even if they haven't requested it. But third, as we saw last week, TikTok can become a source of propaganda. TikTok sent out a message to many of its users urging them to deluge Congress with calls saying, don't pass this bill.
I'm really conflicted here. Banning TikTok, maybe that's necessary to protect American data from China, but if you can find a way to avoid that, that'd be good too.
So what say you, ladies and gentlemen? Is it a good idea to ban TikTok? Is it a good idea? Some people are saying, well, we want to just take it away from the Chinese and we're going to create another company. And it seems to me if the argument is, well, it's all about propaganda. Okay, well, guess what? Have you watched TV? Have you watched some of the TV shows on the networks? Have you been on YouTube lately? I mean, there's a lot of propaganda out there. And there's a lot of porn out there. So if the guys aren't going to get their porn fix on TikTok, they're going to go someplace else. I mean, again, if this is the reason why we're going to ban it, and if, you know, the reason we're banning TikTok is because girls are going through, you know, are having eating disorders. Well, you know, there were eating disorders back when all the kids had were magazines and the girls were thumbing through the magazines. So good idea or not, banning TikTok? 901-260-5926. And if you're going to ban TikTok, well, are you going to ban Facebook? Going to ban X? You're going to ban, I don't know, Instagram? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. May I just make an observation here? Rarely is President Trump wrong. Rarely, if ever. But this is too much to pass by here, folks. We've been following the developments out of Haiti, where the country is a mess. This is what they're evacuating the U.S. embassy. They have some sort of a gang leader who has now taken control, and this guy is a part of a group that actually they call him Barbecue. That's his nickname, and it's not because he eats barbecue animals. I'm talking about cannibalism here, folks. It's that bad. So what is this now? Five embassies that we've had to evacuate under Biden's watch, and I go back to 2018. When President Trump just made a general observation about Haiti and called it, referred to it as a blank hole country, because it is. And the left went, how dare you? Who do you think you are? That's a beautiful country, just wonderful people. Who are you to slander? Well, you know what? It turned out that Trump was absolutely right. Again, the whole country's gone to hell in a handbasket. And now they're even burning the hand baskets. What a mess. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us Lynn Patton, who is a senior advisor for President Trump. And Lynn, I mean, it's a horrible thing that's happening in Haiti right now, but President Trump tried to warn everybody.
Absolutely, Todd. You know, I mean, I want to say rinse and repeat, because like you said, we're about to lose another embassy under Biden's watch. Haiti is in total crisis. But this is what happens in this administration. You know, we have more conflict in the last 3 years than we've had in the last, like, at least five. And President Trump was the only president who has not started any new wars. I know we've heard it time and time again. I want to say in the last five presidents. So it's just, it's outrageous. And I my heart goes out to the people suffering again. Once again, under Biden's watch.
Over the weekend, we just had Congressman Mike Collins on in the last segment. He was at the rally Saturday in Rome, Georgia. But I thought what happened in Georgia was a perfect black and white illustration of what we're dealing with here. Donald Trump embracing meeting with Correct. The family of Lake and Riley. And then you have Joe Biden apologizing for calling her killer an illegal alien.
Well, I could not agree more. Never have I seen a clearer contrast. For Trump to, you know, not only did he hug and embrace the grieving parents, but he actually pronounced her name right. You know, let's start there. It's an insult and truly just embarrassment to this country that our president couldn't get that right during the State of the Union address. He pretended to honor her. And obviously, her untimely death. You know, these are people who never should have been in this country to begin with. And on day one, my boss is going to shut the border and secure it and begin mass deportation.
Well, it's to see what Biden has done. It's just disgraceful, just absolutely disgraceful what he did to this family.
It's disgraceful. And then also, you know, the media hasn't even reported how many people were in Georgia to see Donald Trump, how many people failed to show up to see Biden. That was another contrast of crowd size that, once again, we all witnessed in 2020 and 2016. Georgia is Trump country. You will never convince me otherwise. And, you know, we look forward to taking it back in 2024.
Lynn Patton is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. This massive Trump rally in Rome, Georgia, that's over in northwest Georgia, MTG territory and country. And Lynn, to your point, President Biden was in the Atlanta area. He should have had tens of thousands of people come out. I think he barely had 100 people show up at that thing.
Barely. And, you know, this is him trying to cater to the minority vote. We now know that, you know, he's lost. He went from 86% of black voters to, I believe, it's down to 63%. You know, these are numbers unprecedented in Republican history and Democrat history. You know, more people who are black and brown are supporting my boss in record numbers. I think anything over 20% has never been accomplished before by a Republican candidate. Probably never will again. I believe the last polling we had was upwards of 30%. Or higher, particularly among black men. you know, people might not like what my boss said about the fact that, you know, his being indicted, and of course, you've got the illegal immigration and historic inflation. But that matters. You know, when somebody is a victim for centuries or for decades of a two-tier justice system, you know, it does resonate with voters, what's happening to him, what they see happening. The fact that he has to physically be in court next month every day for the Stormy Daniels trial, this is tantamount to election interference, and the country's starting to recognize it.
That's it. That's it. All right. Well, Lynn, we're going to leave it there. Sounds like you guys have been working around the clock, and it's only getting started.
You can hear it in my voice, right?
I know. Poor Lynn. All right. Drink some hot tea. Apple brandy will do the trick, too, by the way. So.
Oh, there's a good one. Thank you. I will take you up on that.
All right, Lynn.
Sounds good.
Thank you again. Lynn Patton, everybody. She is a senior advisor with President Trump, and you can tell the throat's a little raspy, and it happens. You're flying all over the place. You're hopping into new new climates, and you're going to get a little raspy there. Get a Ricola. They always work well. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to North Carolina. Billy is listening to us on WTKF, wants to talk gay library cards. All right, Billy, what you got for us?
A lot of anger, frustration. I'm upset that such a small minority in our country can always get the attention. I know that one person took prayer out of public schools. I know that one person started Planned Parenthood. I'm going to be the one person who says, I want a library card with my favorite Bible verse written on it. Oh. And if I can't have that, you can't have one in funny colors.
Wow. You just triggered a bunch of people by that, Bill. That's brilliant.
Well, it's time somebody triggers somebody.
Yeah, you know what I found fascinating? This happened, Billy, years ago, right as the whole drag queen story time thing was beginning to take shape. And I remember having a meeting with some of the editorial team over at Fox, and I'm like, hey, guys, you know, this is becoming a thing. And they're like, oh, that's stupid. Nobody's going to be doing this. And I'm like, yeah, I think so. And sure enough, in my local neighborhood in Brooklyn, the local library had a drag queen story time. So I just called and asked a very simple question. I was not mean or rude or nasty. I just said, let me ask you a question. My local church, can my pastor come in and can you guys host a Bible story reading time with my local pastor? Oh, no. We can't do that, sir. So you're going to let the drag queens in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because we are so taught to believe that our one voice doesn't matter, that we don't speak up, but they have no problem cramming it down our throat what they want us to do and to think and to feel. And I'm tired of being oppressed.
Billy is not wrong, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great thought. I love it. I may go down to the library and see what they have to say, Billy.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. I like Billy. She's feisty. She's fired up. Oh, by the way, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Newsmax, you know, they're doing the poll on a vice president, and they want to know who do you think Trump ought to pick? And you can vote right now. All you got to do is hop on your smartphone and text the word skip to 39747. That's skip to 39747. And you can vote. And again, Newsmax conducting the nationwide poll on who the next vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump should be. And again, text skip to 39747. So I'm hearing this over the weekend, and I'm hearing it from multiple people, that Katie Britt, the senator from Alabama, is being talked about as a running mate for Donald Trump. Now, here is a little montage we put together from last week's State of the Union rebuttal, cut 16.
I never could have imagined what my story would entail.
to think about what the American dream can do across just one generation, in just one lifetime. It's truly breathtaking. But right now, the American dream has turned into a nightmare. Our country can do better. And you don't have to look any further than the crisis at our southern border to see it. President Biden inherited the most secure border of all time. He invited it with 94 executive actions in his first 100 days.
And I just had...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
It's terrible. I couldn't figure it out. I'm watching the speech like, where have I seen this performance before? And it dawned on me it was Jerry Maguire. You had me at hello. I'm sure she's a very nice person. I just want to know. I want to know who did this. Who set her up? Because what I saw over at the State of the Union and the rebuttal, and President Trump, by the way, gave a great pre-buttal. But I'm telling you, we need to do a post-buttal of the rebuttal because that is just not working for me. So the word is that Vivek Ramaswamy was the guy that Team Trump wanted to give the rebuttal. But Mitch McConnell stepped in and said, no, we're going to get Katie Britt from Alabama. She's the one. So they got Katie Britt. But I'm telling you, I don't know her very well, but a couple of things, just a couple of observations about Katie Britt. Number one, where's the accent? This woman grew up in South Alabama. She ought to be dropping vowels all over the place. But did you hear? And I think that's the problem. I think she was so focused. I guarantee you they brought in some sort of a voice coach and said, oh, we've got to get rid of that accent. Because I was expecting Katie Britt to come out and say, hey, y'all, how y'all doing? It's time to sit down and have a come to Jesus meeting, America. And have a big old thing, a cast iron skillet for, I don't know, with biscuits or cornbread or something, eating a chicken leg. Now, that would have been good TV. And she could have been waving that cast iron skillet around. Where's the gun? She should have had a gun around. I didn't see any gun. This is Alabama, for God's sakes. Even the heathen atheists have guns in Alabama. But who's? It just seems to me that somebody set her up. The whole thing was just super, and I've watched it three times now, and I get creeped out every single time even more. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, do you think Katie Britt is the one? Because there's a lot of rumbling right now that she's got the inside track to be Trump's VP. Does she exude VP material for you? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. So here's my take on it. I think what happened on the rebuttal, I think she was so focused on getting rid of her southern accent that it caused the problems. And I'm going to say that because they tried to pull this garbage with me in New York City over at Fox, and I wasn't having any of it. I mean, this is the way I talk, and you're not going to make me talk some other way. But I'll give you an example. This is a sentence, and this is doing the sentence without the southern accent, I hope. New York City, I can't do it. New York City firefighters who booed and heckled anti-Trump Attorney General Letitia James will be hunted down and ordered. You see how weird that is? It just doesn't feel natural. That's all I'm trying to say. Let's go to Gina in Georgia. All right, Gina, what say you?
Hey, Todd. So I'm driving down the road listening to you. I am cracking up about the rebuttal, what you said about her. That is so true. She needed some kind of prop or something. To
Gina, where are the bacon drippings? That's what I want to know. Where's the...
Exactly. Yes, and oh my gosh, she sounded like every word was a struggle and like she was about to burst into tears. So I hope the heck that is not true, that anyone is thinking of her for BP. No.
I think somebody was forcing her to be somebody that she wasn't. That's what I saw on that TV screen the other night.
Agreed, and I like what you said about McConnell. I guarantee you he's behind that for sure, and like, you know, certainly not in a good way. He was trying to make her look bad and make, of course, Republicans look bad.
That was not a working kitchen, Gina. There's no way.
No, it was not. Nope.
You know, my mama used to keep the bacon drippings. She had a coffee can. Remember the old cans of, like, Folgers? That's where she used to keep the bacon. I didn't see any of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I like your idea about a gun, too. Like the pan of biscuits or cornbread with a gun sitting right beside
it. Taking a bite of a fried chicken leg every couple of sentences. That would have done it for me. I'm like, I like this lady.
Better.
All right, Gina, appreciate the call. You Southern women know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about. There was just something off about the whole thing. All right, let's go to, you know what, we're going to hang tight. We've got Charles and Kathy, and I want to get to them, and we're coming up on a break here. SNL did a send-up. Let's take a listen to a little bit of that. This is Scarlett Johansson playing Kate Britt.
I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. And I'll be performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. My husband Wesley and I just watched President Biden's speech, and what I saw was the performance of a permanent politician. But me, I'm not performing. I'm not.
It was like a really bad audition for a faith-based film. That's what it reminded me of. Anyway, I hate to say this, but Johansson did a pretty good impression there. I mean, it was crazy. All right, 901-260-5926. But the issue now is, so you've got people that are pushing Trump to make Kate Britt the VP. What do you think about that, folks? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back. Good to have you with us on this Monday edition of the show. And tomorrow morning, flying off to Washington, D.C. for a big pre-book event launch. And then from D.C. The next day, Wednesday, on my way to California, Santa Barbara, speaking to several hundred Young America's Foundation members at the Reagan Ranch. So very excited about the new book coming out and a lot of great promotional activities, and I would love for you to get a copy of it. So go ahead and pre-order a copy, and we would love to visit with you on our big book tour coming up later this spring. All right, let's go to Charles in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC, wants to weigh in on Kate Britt. Charles, do you see VP material there?
Absolutely not, Todd. I think that would be a colossal mistake if he nominates her. Almost as big a mistake as when John McCain nominated Sarah Palin. I don't know who he should nominate, Todd. I mean, I like Kristi Noem. I think she's very good.
Oh, dear. I think we've lost that line again. Let's go to Kathy in Tennessee, WTJS, our great affiliate there. All right, Kathy, what say you?
Well, I have never heard of her because I don't watch the news or anything, you know, to let me know anything about her. But even before the Iowa caucus and much, much before, I always thought that Trump would have an excellent and an outstanding vice president with DeSantis, Ron DeSantis out of Florida. I just see that as a powerful running tickets, and they, it might never work. But in my mind, it would.
So you like Ron? So you think after all that's been said and done, that Trump and DeSantis will make up, and that would be the winning team?
Well, I don't know that they would necessarily make up, but I just think it would make a powerful running ticket. Yes.
Well, no doubt about that, Kathy. I think DeSantis, and I could see where this could work, DeSantis has got to step up his game when it comes to actually liking people. That's the challenge, is you've got to have this authentic love of people out on the campaign trail. Otherwise, you kind of come across as a, you know, a dead fish wearing high heels, so to speak. That's the rumor. That's the rumor. All right, Kathy, what part of Tennessee are you calling from?
I'm in Northwest Tennessee.
Oh.
I'm exactly about 75 miles north of where you are.
Well, good for you. That's, in other words, the safe zone.
As my husband would have said, this is God's country.
I love it. All right, Kathy, don't be a stranger. I like Kathy's approach here, and maybe DeSantis would be a good guy. We'll have to see. By the way, this news just coming in. I'm telling you, the journalism world is really going through it. This is coming in from Breaking 911, Deadspin, which is a left-wing sports website. Dylan, you ever go into Deadspin? You ever check out any of their stuff?
Only the controversial stuff.
Yeah, not anymore. The website's been sold, and they laid off the entire staff.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot of people out of jobs. So there you go. Deadspin's new owners have made the decision not to carry over any of the site's existing staff. They're going to build a new team more in line with their editorial vision. Some European website bought them up. So I think you'll probably get lots of stories about cricket and soccer. All right, I think we've got Charles back with us. Charles, sorry about that. So anyway, you were talking about Katie Britt, and you don't think she's good VP material.
No, I do not. I don't think she's going to bring any strength to the table. I think she's a fine senator, a good person, but Trump needs somebody that is just, you know, going to bring votes in. And I think he needs somebody from a swing state, most likely, but I can't tell you exactly who that would be right now. But, Todd, I was watching that State of the Union speech last week. And as I watched that and I saw Joe Biden vilify half of the country, I'm just really disappointed that Mike Johnson did not get up and walk out and motion for the rest of the Republican caucus to walk out with him. The one thing that I'm hearing that people are so disgusted with is not just the southern border, but it's just the weakness of these Republicans in Congress to not stand up for their voters. I mean, you saw Mike Johnson nod in approval when Joe Biden was talking about Ukraine, you know, and I know the Republican voters aren't on board with that, at least most of them. You know, there's been nothing, no pushback on this reckless federal spending, and we're spending $1 trillion every 100 days going into debt that much more, and nobody's doing anything. And I'm just worried that come November, the reason if Republicans lose Congress or don't get control of the Senate, it's going to be because they're just not giving the Republicans in Congress are not giving voters any reason to go out and vote for them. They're just weak. They have no teeth. So I think Donald Trump just needs to step around Mike Johnson right now and just go to the forefront. And he needs to, I think, try to lead and direct Congress, the Republicans in Congress, to say, look, this is what I want. This is going to be my agenda. And from this point forward, we need to go ahead and plan like we're going to win this thing. And we need to go ahead and position ourselves. But I think if he does that and the Republicans follow, not only is he going to win, but I think you're going to see the Republicans extend their lead in the House and regain the Senate.
Yeah, could be. I was live tweeting that speech, and it was about midway through when I said Johnson's got to get up. He's got to get out of there. And I think if he would have done that, it would have conveyed strength. I don't think that they were – look, for whoever is pulling the strings there, and I suspect it's Paul Ryan, only because they've been palling around together. And if it is Paul Ryan, then the Republicans will lose control of the House. It really is that simple. But I just don't think that that Mike Johnson, who is just a good, decent, he's a great church guy, a great Christian man, would make a great preacher. I'm not too sure leader of the House of Representatives is the right job.
Yeah, I know. I 100% agree. And Todd, you remember Newt Gingrich back in the mid-90s? It was
Speaker
Contract
Newt.
With America.
Yeah.
And then Kevin McCarthy tried to come up with a watered-down version of that back in 2022. What was it, Contract for America or something like that? I mean, it was just so vague and it was weak. And it didn't have any teeth in it. And I just think Republicans are just getting discouraged when they see leadership not having a backbone. And I really thought Speaker Johnson was going to be a lot tougher than he is. But I just don't know why these people are caving in to Biden's major pieces of legislation instead of pushing back. It just makes me wonder, you know, does the deep state have something on them and they're blackmailing them? I mean, I don't know.
I don't think that's it. I really don't. I mean, because ultimately that stuff always comes out. I think this is really cowardice and they're terrified of getting bad press. They really are. Charles, I got to run. Appreciate that call, and good to hear back from you. Charles ran for Congress, ran a good race, but it's tough. I'm telling you, it's tough. They're in the Carolinas. By the way, President Trump, he said what needed to be said, calling out Joe Biden over the weekend in Rome, Georgia. Cut number four.
No remorse. He's got no regret. He's got no empathy. No compassion, and worst of all, he has no intention of stopping the deadly invasion that stole precious Lakin's beautiful American life. We are profoundly honored to be joined today by the family and loved ones of Lakin and some of her great friends. I met them. They're so incredible. The whole group is incredible. To Lakin's parents, John and Allison, and her sister, Lauren, her roommate, Connolly, and to all of those who loved Lakin, the hearts of hundreds of thousands and indeed millions and millions of Americans and people worldwide, they're shattered alongside of your beautiful hearts. We share your grief. We share your grief. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. I know how tough it is. That's so tough. We vow to keep Lakin's memory alive for as long as we are here on this earth, and we take comfort that she is now home with God in heaven. And I want to thank you, and thank you for being here. Incredible. I know how tough it is.
All right. And it was tough. You could see the anguish on the faces. By the way, this is the rebuttal that should have been given. What the Republicans should have done is they should have replayed an address that Joe Biden gave back when he was doing the rebuttal to one of George H.W. Bush's speeches. Cut 26.
To put it in very personal terms for a moment, Joe Biden, me, I would settle for a world in which I could worry about the same kinds of things that my parents worried about, in which I only had to worry about the grades my children got in school rather than the drugs they're being exposed to, in which I only had to worry about the prices my wife had to pay at the supermarket instead of fearing that she might get mugged by a junkie in the parking lot as she loads her groceries into the car, in which tonight I could call my mom just to wish her pleasant dreams, not for the purpose of making sure she's safe in her own home. That's the kind of world I want. That's the kind of world you deserve. In a nutshell, the president's plan doesn't include enough police officers to catch the violent thugs, not enough prosecutors to convict them, not enough judges to sentence them, and not enough prison cells to put them away for a long time. We disagree with the president's decision to cut back on our previous commitment to protect against the drugs coming across the border, to cut the Customs Service, the Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol. We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live. with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. And we don't have to promise a world without worry or fear. We're not asking for that much. All we have to do, together, is to keep our promises and stay together. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. What happened to that, Joe Biden? This man now stands in exact opposition to every single one of his beliefs, what some, 25, 30 years ago. Oh, here's Chucky Schumer. This is not too long ago, back in 2009, talking about how unacceptable illegal immigration is. Cut 25.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Wait, what?
Which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
But now we have to call them undocumented? This is how you win, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. The Republicans had a great opportunity. They just could have played Chuck Schumer from a few years ago and Joe Biden from back in the day, and they would have actually been able to have the Democrats rebutting their current president. Unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926. That's our number, 901-260-5926. Real quick, let's go to Jim in Lakeland, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Jim. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I think either Ted Cruz or Governor Abbott would make a good VP running mate.
Oh, yeah? So what do you like about those two?
Well, they'll stand up and speak kind of like he does in a lot of ways. You know, Abbott, you know, has defied, you know, Biden with still, you know, putting up the razor wire and stuff. I mean, I just think he's got the guts enough to, you know, be a good VP.
Jim, we got you down. Ted Cruz or Greg Abbott, and Abbott is certainly doing a good job defending the border right now, so you could have that. So, all right, we got you down, Jim. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold. I need to pass along some intel to you, Jim. All right, so hang tight. All right, tell Jim don't go anywhere, but we do have to go somewhere to a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and our radiothon continues for Alliance Defending Freedom. Have you already made a donation? Folks, this week would be a great week for us to reach our goal. It truly would. And we're nearing the halfway mark. So if you could step up today and here in the next 30 seconds, check out the Alliance Defending Freedom banner over at toddstearns.com. It's at the very top of the page. And I know our official goal is 17, but I think we can raise 20. I really do. $20,000. So we still have plenty of time, but now is a great opportunity for you to go to the website, make a donation online. You can also give them a call. This is the number. Write it down, 855-417-0655. That's 855-417-0655. So here's the deal. Everything's tax deductible, so you can deduct this from your taxes. No big deal there. But the big deal for ADF is that every single penny goes to help them fight cases, and they're fighting two right now this term at the Supreme Court. So they're going to need all the money they can get. And the great news about Alliance Defending Freedom, they never charge their clients a single dime. That's it. So, again, go to toddstearns.com. You click on that ADF banner. Real quick, let's go to the phones. We can squeeze in another call here. John in Kentucky. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
First, I'm going to make it real quick. You know, I know how the Supreme Court's been attacked through the media, but I have never seen a president directly threaten the Supreme Court as I saw and the State of the Union message. It was the best year Vivek heck I ever had. The only time I ever read where a president directly threatened a Supreme Court was when Abraham Lincoln threatened Justice Taney, the Supreme Court justices. And as far as vice presidential pick, Kristi Noem, and his press secretary would be Todd Starnes and Giga Call Screener Array. God bless you, Todd.
All right. Well, thank you there, John. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not doing press secretary. No, I'm good. I'm very happy where I'm at right now. I would like to see Vivek Ramaswamy in that press secretary role. Would that not be fun? We would dedicate a full hour of the radio show to his press conferences. I'm just not sure the National Press Corps could handle it. I really don't. All right, folks, got to scoot out of here tonight. 5 o'clock, we're going to have Cameron Blasek on the Newsmax show. He is the high school kid that was told to remove the American flag from his pickup truck. It's going to be a great conversation. Again, you can watch that on the Newsmax 2 platforms, on their Facebook and YouTube channels as well. That's coming up 5 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow in D.C., going to have a lot of fun, folks. We'll be phoning in to give you all the great details. In the meantime, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. Check that out. Have a great one, everybody. You be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.